Yes, sir. Happy Monday. Hopefully you had a great long holiday weekend as well. Happy to be in for the fellas today with plenty to get to over the next 4 hours, and you can join the conversation throughout, whether it's on the YouTube chat, Twitch, or, of course, the text line as well. 713-572-4610 to text the show. Chris, good to be in with you again.
Luke, what's happening, man?
No, not much. Hey, great weekend for those Astros. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Oh, yeah.
And I know it's proper etiquette around here to say hello to Figgy Fig very early on. Figgy, yeah. How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty cool, man. It was pretty chill. I ain't really do much.
Get you some barbecue or something like that?
No, I did. I actually went to somebody's house. They had a little get-together.
Okay,
so
hey.
I had a couple hot dogs, a couple hamburgers. I tried to cut the grass again, and the battery died. So I got to finish it up later on, man.
Hey, we're going to have to find a workaround to get you one of these, what was it, the automatic or the robot?
Yeah, no.
We have to find a workaround.
No, it's an easy fix. What I got to do, I got to get like 2 or 3 more batteries. So that way I could keep it in rotation.
How long is the life on that battery?
Man, it got to be long. Like 20 minutes. It feel like 20 minutes, man.
Yeah, we got to find something for you, man.
It died as soon as I get in the groove. I get in the groove, I'm like, all right, I'm in the groove, and then that's it. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I hear you. That's what happens with my golf game. Like, all right, finally.
Get in the groove.
Yeah, this one hole, and then it's like, oh, no,
actually. Your battery goes out.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why I never play the back nine. I just go home. Yeah, you got it. That takes you all weekend. So that's how you spent your holiday weekend, in part, was trying to cut that grass for 3 days again.
Yeah. I actually called a guy to come finish it.
Did you really?
Yeah, he should be over today, man.
Okay. So he's on his way.
I want to start for square one when the grass is low.
That's right.
And then I get out there probably every weekend just to kind of make sure it don't go high.
Yeah, out there
to maintain it. You got to maintain it after that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I would have done that from the beginning. I'm not spending 3 days to cut my lawn. I'm calling somebody and having them worry about it.
Yeah.
Figgy Figs here holding things down. Obviously, the fellas, Reggie, John, are not. Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee. Happy to be here for them in their stead. John returns. The OG returns from vacation tomorrow. And Reggie deserves certainly some time off after the job that he and Ron did on Thursday, the last time that people were actually in these chairs prior to the holiday. And they had that 12-hour radiothon. Ended up raising about $24,000.
Yeah.
So just a round of applause to those two fellas and everyone here, really, and Parker for helping them get it done and all the people behind the scenes. Figgy was here running the board for quite a while on Thursday. It was an ensemble cast throughout the day. So anyways, props to Reggie and Ron and the job they did. 12 hours on air from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday to raise about $24,000 for the Houston Food Bank, which is just incredible. So, Reggie, you take all the time off you need after...
get some rest, guys.
Yeah, talking for 12 hours.
That's the way to go out, man.
That's right.
For real.
Take the long weekend. You can text the show, 713-572-4610. Hopefully, you had a great holiday weekend. I don't think anybody had a better weekend in the sports world than the Houston Astros. I mean, shoot, we could say Houston in general because you finalized the Kevin Durant trade. We'll talk about that a little bit later on.
Yeah.
And you get the Astros sweeping the Dodgers, including that 18-1 drubbing. Friday night, worst loss ever for the Dodgers in a home game in their history, at least in that stadium, which dates back, you know, about 60 years. Chris, when we were together maybe like 2 weeks ago, I remember asking, we were talking about at the time, like, should any fan base feel better than the Astros at that point? And the only one I offered up was like, yeah, maybe the Dodgers.
I think both of us may have said maybe the Dodgers.
I think so. We put the Astros number 2. Because at the time, they still have a better record. And the Dodgers at the time had like more injuries. The Astros now have more people on the IL. That was the only team.
Record be damned. You can solidify it now. It's the Astros.
I would say so.
You have to say. Even just after that 18-1 game, but then you sweep the whole weekend. Yeah, of course it's the Astros. It has to be the Astros at this point. I mean, are we wrong in saying that?
I don't think so. I mean, we said it outside of the Dodgers 2 weeks ago. Then you sweep the Dodgers, and it's like, okay, well, you obviously have to feel better if you're an Astros fan about your team than a Dodgers fan about their team here as we wake up this morning following the holiday weekend. And, you know, when we brought this up, whatever it was, a week or two ago, it wasn't that long ago, somebody had mentioned like the Detroit Tigers. And, yes, the Tigers have a better record than the Astros, and the Tigers knocked out the Astros last year. And, yes, the Dodgers still do have a better record slightly than the Astros, but we just saw the Astros dismantle.
Not by much, though.
No, neither team. The Tigers are, I think, like a game and a half.
Yeah.
I think both might be a game and a half ahead of the Astros for
no
best
more than
in the
two,
league.
I believe. No more than two games. Yeah, it's a tight race.
But the thing for me and why I said the Astros above the Tigers and maybe even the Dodgers 2 weeks ago is because not all records are created equally, especially in baseball where, well, in all sports, the NFL is where, well, like you don't play the same schedule. You play your divisional teams more than anyone else.
Yeah.
And so the Tigers are pretty much 500 against winning teams, but they've beaten up on a lousy AL Central, where I know the AL West isn't very good, but the Astros lead the league in wins against teams with winning records. They lead the league in one-run victories. They find ways to win. It's how they're doing it with these players out there. Zach Short has a career day, you know, against the Dodgers over the weekend. When you just plug him in, Taylor Trammell makes a great catch yesterday to help save a victory. You know, it's these guys that you plug in into the lineup that succeed. And for the other thing, too, is the fact that the Astros have now won a series against every division leader currently in the standings. The Astros have beaten them in the series this year. So I know the record isn't best in the league, but it's how they've gotten to this record with all the injuries, finding ways to win. That as an Astros fan, you got to feel the best about your team this morning than anyone else in the league.
At this point, if you're an Astros fan, you're just like, let's just keep this going. Let's not overdo anything. Let's just keep it going until we get. We keep saying until they get, you know, a lot of the guys back that are on the IL, they're doing fine just without a lot of. Now, obviously, you want your best players back when you get to October.
Yes.
Of course. Late September, October. But they're doing fine without a lot of these guys. They're doing just fine. So you just want to, I don't want to say you want to coast, but you want to just keep the momentum going is what I should say.
It's amazing that the Astros have become like the Yankees used to be. I don't know if the Yankees still have this superpower where it just felt like when a player put on the pinstripes, they just overperformed and they overachieved in New York. And the Yankees would always, it would drive me crazy. They'd grab some scrub and they'd bring him in and he'd be fantastic in New York. I think it was Aaron Small was his name, was one guy who started his career like 10-0 with the Yankees. And like, this guy, you know, he was run through the league. Nobody wanted. He couldn't perform. He goes to the Yankees. He's 10-0. He's like an all-star. And it's the classic line from Catch Me If You Can where Christopher Walken's character says, like, you know why the Yankees are good? It's because everyone's distracted by the pinstripes. And it's just like that aura of the Yankees. Fast forward, though, I don't know if the Yankees still have that these days, but it just feels like the Astros do in the sense of, and maybe I'm being a prisoner of the moment, but you plug any of these guys in, you bring them up from AAA, you throw in a Cooper Hummel, Zach Short, Taylor Trammell, even though he hasn't had a hit yet, whoever it is, and they just perform. It is amazing what the Astros have been able to do. I can't wrap my head around it, but it just seems like they're Teflon in the sense of no matter the injuries, no matter the players they have to put in that lineup, they still have success. For example, the 6-9 hitters this weekend against the Dodgers throughout that series hit almost 400. Goodness, it's like it doesn't gracious. Even matter who's in the Astros uniform.
No.
They just perform. It's crazy.
For me, that speaks to a culture thing, you know, with Joe Espada and what he's been able to build on here with the front office in Houston. That speaks to culture. You plug. We always hear this in sports, next man up, right? Well, here in Houston, it really has been for the Astros, next man up. The next guy comes up, whether it's a pitcher, whether he's a whether he has to move into the starting rotation, or it's a guy in the bullpen, or you're talking about the lineup. Guys are just stepping up and they're doing their thing, and it's like, okay, business as usual.
Yeah, it certainly has been. You haven't missed Pena. You haven't missed Jordan yet. To your point, and we talked about this last week as well, but when you get to October, it's different. I think that's when you'll miss
them. You want those
guys,
yeah. You want those guys for the biggest games, which is going to be in the postseason.
But for this Astros team right now, what else is left? Is there anything left to prove for this Astros team? Are there any questions other than the health, other than getting some of these guys back? Are there any questions that you need answered by this Astros team to feel confident that they can go win in October?
Not right now.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the questions that we had, they're answering them. And to sweep the Dodgers the way they swept them over the weekend, that should have answered pretty much, for me, most of the questions. Now, some people may still have, you know, questions out there. You know, I think the main question would be, can they still keep it going? But we've been saying that for over a month or maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
How long can they keep this going?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's still going. We're pretty much halfway. We're actually halfway through the season. We're about to hit the All-Star break here within the next week here. So I don't think there's much left to prove as other than to go to the postseason and win it all. Like, really?
They're just getting stronger and better as they get more, like, depleted. They're 22-8 in their last
Which is crazy.
30. It is crazy. Best ERA in the league since, I think it's June 1st. They just swept the Dodgers on the road, mind you, where they've struggled this year. That
on
was something
that,
we've talked about before.
Yeah,
they have to be a better road team. They've played a lot better on the road
lately. They've become a better road team.
Yep.
over the past however many weeks.
They took care of the Phillies, Cubs, Dodgers. They went 8-1 in that stretch. I mean, it's crazy. They are two games away from having the best record in the league despite having the most players on the IL. It's absurd. I'm with you. I don't think there's anything left to prove at this point other than the fact that we can get some guys back. Other than Yordan is eventually going to return, we hope, at some point in 2025. That's the only thing. They're going to be fine, and I've said this for the last couple of weeks. They're going to be fine throughout the summer, throughout the regular season. They're not going to be challenged in the AL West. But the postseason's a whole nother animal.
Yeah.
It's the same thing in the NBA where they, you know, NBA basketball is different in the regular season compared to the playoffs. And at that point, that's where you need your best lineup. But for the time being.
Yeah. If we're just talking about right now, let's take the postseason. Obviously, the postseason is where you, I guess you create that or build on that legacy. That's where those types of things happen is in the postseason. But if we're just talking about regular season, if there's anything else they can or need to prove, it's hard to point to any one specific aspect of their game right now because they've played so well. Mm-hmm. Espada has them playing so well. With all the adversity they've been through the past 2.5 months now, it's crazy.
Yeah, Espada's done a tremendous job. And I know a lot of people were upset with him last year. Look at how this team looks in 2025.
But look how he's bounced back. I mean, if anything was wrong to begin with, you know, we were so quick to get upset at managers and mm-hmm. coaches and, you know, whatever it is. But, I mean, at this point, Can we not say, as long as they keep this going, can we not say he should be coach of the year?
Oh, 100%. He should be the runaway for manager of the year.
Even if they don't finish, they don't have to finish with the best record in the league for him to win that award. What they've been able to accomplish under the circumstances. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, John Schneider's doing a good job in Toronto.
Yeah, you got a few guys that are doing, you know, a great job, obviously. But
not so much in the AL, though.
Yeah,
there's a lot. There's only
more
a few teams.
National League, yeah.
The top wild card team right now is the Yankees, who are like 49-42, which, you know, 7 games over .500, not great for the course of a whole season. If you finish the regular season 7 games over .500,
yeah,
you're what, like 80? It can't happen. It has to be an even number, so you'd be like 84-78.
Yeah,
that's on pace to be the top wild card team in the AL. It's not a great league right now, but the Astros certainly are playing really well. Let's check in on that boogeyman barometer that we always check with Figgy Figs. Are the Astros the boogeyman?
I think so, man. I think so. I know y'all was talking about, you know, the postseason, what they have to be to be a threat in the postseason. And I can't really point to a player. I don't know who's going to be there as far as injury and all that stuff. But I can't even point to a player. I just point to that Astros symbol, man. I think that scares people. Just knowing they're in the playoffs and they can make a run and they can, you know, they can put up 18 runs if needed and all that stuff, man. I think that's the stuff that scares me. That's the boogeyman syndrome right there.
100%, which is why I was trying to compare them to like the Yankees earlier, where when Christopher Walken said it's the pinstripes, he doesn't mean like they're distracted by the uniforms. Yeah. It's just that aura. That aura.
I think that was the perfect word there.
Yeah.
And Belichick and Brady and the Patriots had that too, where you'd watch the Patriots and you always say like, man, this team gets so lucky. Their opponents always make these terrible mistakes. But it's not that luck. It's like the other teams are playing tight because they're going up against the Patriots. Teams would play tight against the Yankees. That's the whole idea about the pinstripes. Yeah. And I think we're getting to that point, too, like Figgy just said with the Astros, where, it doesn't matter who's out there. It's the Astros. And not that other teams get tight or scared, but there's just – it's that, I guess, to use that word again, that aura that
– It's kind of like Brady holding the ball with 2 minutes left in the game. It's just like,
you know,
oh,
they
man.
Still got a chance.
It's just like, oh, man, no matter how much time you got left, it's just like, oh, man.
Well, that's the thing. You never leave, and obviously in baseball, there's not a clock, but you never leave a guy like Brady too much time on the clock. It's like you want to run enough. If you got the ball and there's 3 minutes left, you want to run it down if you can to where he has no time left because all he needs is, you know, maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah, but for the simple fact that it's Brady, that makes people kind of screw up
It makes you worry,
Exactly. It makes you screw a little bit. I think that's how people kind of look at the Astros a little bit, man.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like right now, you can't point at anybody in that lineup and say, yep, that's the reason, or yep, I'm scared of this person. But as the Astros overall, you like, man, here come the Astros again. can't never get rid of them. I thought they were done.
And you can't count them out. That's the thing. Like you said, you can't get rid of them. You can't count them out. For me, it speaks to the culture that's been cultivated here.
For sure.
In my opinion.
Here's what makes me scratch my head, though. When you look at World Series odds for this year, mm-hmm. the Dodgers are still the clear favorites. Fine. That's okay. Plus 245.
I think we understand.
Yeah, that's fine. You can still keep Vegas, on paper, they're the most talented
Vegas,
team. You want the
we
injuries.
We understand that.
Second, Tigers. Okay, they have the best record still in the AL. That's fine. Plus 700. So that's a wide gap between the Dodgers and the Tigers. But then third, the Phillies. Plus 750. All right.
We beat them.
Yeah, that's right.
They beat them.
Then fourth, the Yankees. Plus 800. The Yankees have been in a tailspin. They're not even in first place in their division. Mm. They have the fourth best odds to win the World Series. And then fifth, finally, you get to the Astros. Plus 850. They were plus 1,000, I think, before yesterday's game.
Mm.
And then they closed that gap with the Dodgers a little bit. But still, the Dodgers are plus 245. The Astros are plus 850. The people in Vegas are really smart. I always give them credit for that. And it seems like they're still not respecting this Astros team.
Is this a good time to put a bet in on the Astros?
It sounds like it, right? It does sound like this is a good time. You know, if you're someone that likes to do that for recreational purposes, go ahead and put that bet in if you haven't already.
For sure, it's worth the value. Plus 850 for a team that right now has nearly the best record in baseball. And the only, we'll get back to the Astros later on, but the last thing I want to say for now is I do have a friend that lives in L.A., and he took his girlfriend to the game on July 4th for the fireworks. Man. And I love the idea of these fans having to sit through that game just to wait. Like, oh, we came for the fireworks.
Just
we
to
stay
wait for the fireworks.
For the July 4th fireworks. And you got to sit and watch your team just get manhandled all game long. If you were a fan of the Dodgers, would you wait? Would you guys wait for the fireworks, or at a certain point, would you have enough? Like, I can't watch this anymore. We gotta leave.
I honestly don't give a damn about fireworks, so I probably would not. That's just me. I could care less.
Figgy, you staying for the fireworks?
I probably wouldn't. I'm like, man, we could see some fireworks another time, man. Like, hell, I'm already looking at fireworks from the Astros.
Exactly. You know what? We'll watch them in the car on the way home.
That's
how about
right.
that? Because they're gonna be in the sky above everything, so we'll see them anyway.
That's right. If I was a diehard Dodgers fan, I don't think I'm sticking through either. I mean, forget this.
I have a really good friend who's from L.A. but lives in Dallas now. And, yeah, he was not happy over the weekend. He's a huge Dodger. He's L.A. everything. He's a huge Dodger fan.
Yeah. It was a tough weekend for them. Great weekend for the Astros.
Very tough.
Good weekend for Houston. You get Kevin Durant officially as well. But there was another trade, too, for the Rockets. Cam Whitmore gets traded over the weekend. When we come back, we'll talk about it. Will he be missed? Yes or no? You could text the show 713-572-4610. It's in the loop.